This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
I live on the Cork side of the Cork-Kerry border in Ballydesmond. Our house is called Jesus Lads. That was a close one. Hashtag up the rebels. It's very small writing on the sign. We normally just use the old air code these days. Anyway, I have a boyfriend. He's from across the border on the Kerry side. Don't tell anyone. He does this thing with his tongue. Oh, lads, stop the lights. He says we won't be able to see each other for 3 weeks because leaving your county is banned under level 3, and he believes in following the rules. Imagine that from a Kerry man. I'm convinced he has some old Kerry one over there. Do you think I should go over and take a look? Rosaline, Ballydesmond.
Don't even think about it. Any investigation involves giving a straight answer to a Kerry man. That's about as bad for you as snogging Donald Trump. I'd be thinking about that now for the rest of the day. Thanks.
Come here. What's the story with closing off licences because the students can't stop reading on top of each other? 7 a.m. this morning, I'm in the scratcher. I hears the beep beep of a truck reversing into me drive. I opens the window. Budgie. I says, Budgie, what time of day is this to be reversing into me drive, you mad freaking nature? It's an emergency, Donnie, says he. I seen a thing on Facebook. Says Bill Gates is planning to close all the off licences. We should contact our cousins in America to get them to vote for Donald Trump. So I decided to get 2 months' worth of cans, just in case. Do you want some? I says, of course I do, you go. That's why I went out last night and bought them when I saw the news myself. Long story short, we've a surplus. Do you know anyone wants to buy a slab of cans? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool?
Ah, come off it, will ya? You want me to shift a slab of cans in posh Cork? I'm more likely to shift a hurler from the Rockies. Hashtag no chance.
It's getting dodgy on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes, stunners who could do with seeing less of their mothers. Laura _ helipad in the garden said her mother rang last night and said, now that they've banned you from going for a 4-hour liquid lunch with your friends in Douglas, is there any chance you could call over to see your old mother? Hashtag uncalled for. Emma _ the Gemma said she was all excited about telling her mother she got a 73 grand boob job for her wedding anniversary from Ken, only for the old bitch to take all the joy out of the occasion with, isn't it well for you? My own mother doesn't listen to the news at all. She says it's just for Northsiders. Would it be sly to tell her we're in level 5 and I can't see her until Christmas? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang my mother there and said, level 3, mother, I need to see less of you. She said, I need to see less of me too. But they have those Christmas Stollen bites in Aldi now and I'm the size of a house. She's good crack in small doses.
Guten Tag. By day, I'm a data analyst for a large financial institution. By night, I'm a sex slave for a very rich hippie in South Tipperary. She says to me, is there anything you'd rather not do? And I said, drive through Clonmel with the windows open. What is wrong with that town? Anyway, last night, I headed back towards Cork City with her dog Eco-Wolf to bring him for his weekly dose of Reiki. We were stopped by a guard at the Cork border who said,
Halt! Achtung! Operation Vonnacht!
I think he was mocking me, huh? What is this Vonnacht? I cannot find it in my English dictionary. Jürgen, Berlin und Ballincollig.
That sounds like Irish, so I checked with my Gwil Gore friend, Sheila O'Toole Grantham. I said, what does Operation Vonnacht mean? She says it means stay. I said, I thought it meant the government wants to pretend that they care about the Irish language. She said it means that too. Gavora dia.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.